A couple of years ago, I went to a rehab in Southern California for alcohol and Xanax addiction. My family and friends were beginning to worry about me a lot. So if anything, I did it more for them than for me. Being there for almost 4 months, we all got pretty close. However, disaster struck and my roommate decided to hit the needle again. Needless to say, that was the last time he ever would, as he overdosed in his apartment, collapsed in his closet with a needle still in his arm. This is where some friends and I found him, motionless. We called 911 immediately, but it was unfortunately too late. A few weeks passed, and we were still living in the same apartment that he passed away in. Being newly sober and not really knowing what sober people do with their lives all day, we do a bunch of random shit to keep our minds out of our old habits. This night, we decided to use an Ouija board. We all sat in the living room and began. We said the prayer, put our hands on the planchette, and started asking routine questions and got nothing. About to quit, someone had the brilliant idea of going into our friend's room that had passed away. Sitting in that room, we pulled everything out again, redid the procedure, and asked for, let's call him Brad. We asked, "Brad, are you still with us?" Amazingly, the planchette went to yes. Both a little freaked out and a little excited, we continued. We asked simple things like if he was okay, etc. All was okay until we asked Brad why he did it. The planchette went to B-A-D-G-N-E. We thought about this for a while and asked, "Brad gone?" The planchette rapidly went to yes. "Who is this?" we asked. Silence. Angrily, I screamed, "Who is this?" The planchette moving like I've never seen it move before. Z-O, Z-O, Z-O. Over and over again. I had no clue what this was, but I turned to my friend, and his face was white. When the planchette finally came to a rest, I asked my friend what was wrong. He stammered, "We need to quit. We need to stop this now." Being a huge, tough guy, it was strange to me that he was so scared. "Stop being a pussy," I said jokingly. "That's Zozo, an Ouija board demon. He pretends to be a friend or family member and finally reveals himself." I took this in and kind of chuckled to myself. Oh, really? That friend took off and went back to his apartment while two of us stayed, taunting the demon and cussing him out. We finally asked what he wanted and the planchette shot straight at me. Terrified, I asked, "What do you want with me?" It took off in the directions of H, E, L, L, respectively. I stated, "You want me in hell?" It shot to yes. "Are you going to kill me?" The planchette stated yes. Getting a little freaked out now, I asked, "How are you going to kill me?" F, I, R. And the planchette shot towards one of our candles, knocking it to the floor, starting a small fire on the carpet. We quickly put it out, and as we were doing so, looked at the last letter on the planchette. It landed on E. Fire. Looking at this, we said goodbye on the Ouija board and burned that board the same night. I refused to sleep in that apartment again after that night and broke my sobriety soon after, going back to my home.